I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1920, and thousands of immigrant detainees and labor activists won the basic constitutional right to consult with an attorney. These detainees were victims of the infamous Palmer raids. A. Mitchell Palmer had been appointed Attorney General by President Woodrow Wilson. Palmer feared that the Russian Revolution would spread to the United States. When a bomb went off at his home, Palmer became convinced of a communist plot to overthrow the American government. He enlisted the help of J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI in his battles against suspected radicals. Over the course of the next several months, Palmer and Hoover raided labor headquarters and homes in more than 30 cities. They arrested 16,000 suspected communists and anarchists. Many swept up in the raids were arrested without warrant, for nothing more than having a foreign accent. While most were eventually released, 248 people, including Emma Goldman, were deported to Russia. Some of the detainees, including members of the Industrial Workers of the World, were held without counsel. As news of the brutality of the sweep spread, public opinion began to turn against Palmer. Finally, on this day in 1920, the detainees still facing deportation were allowed to meet with attorneys to discuss their cases. A 2013 study found that on any given day in the United States, 34,000 immigrants sit in jails, prisons, and holding facilities awaiting potential deportation. Many, if not most, do not have access to the representation of counsel in these hearings. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.